That ring is Edna. I believe that's our ring.
Aye, dog is long. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the plot gets considerably thicker as more chapters of the mysterious case of Evelyn Ermentrude by the Phantom author continue to arrive at the Edwards & Edwards Publishing Company. The last strange act was the simultaneous disappearance of Abner and heroine Ermentrude. However, the last notice from the Phantom author stated that he would reveal all if Lum would be in his store tonight at midnight. As we look in on a little community today, it's approaching the midnight hour. We find a worried and puzzled Lum in the Jot'em Down store and library. Cedric is with him. Listen.
What time is it, Cedric?
Well, I just got through telling you about 2 seconds ago, Mr. Lum.
Oh, I reckon I never heard you. What time did you say it was?
Oh, forget now. I have to look at my watch again.
Say, Cedric, I wish you'd take that ghost outfit and hang it somewhere else. Every time I look at it hanging up in the corner there, I think it's a real live ghost.
Well, I sort of like it back there. Seems friendly. Exactly 3 minutes till 12, Mr. Lum.
3 minutes, huh?
Reckon that Phantom author will get here right smack at midnight?
Well, that's what he said in the note he throwed through our window yesterday. Said he'd be here and reveal everything.
Well, I sure hope he gets here so I can find out what happened to Evelyn Ermentrude.
Well, I don't care nothing about her. Who I want to find out about is Abner. Granny, if that Phantom feller did any harm to Abner, I'm going to hit him right on top of the head and then tear him limb from limb.
Are you going to tell him to bring back the clock and your money?
No, I don't care about losing the money. Abner's the important thing right now. Where'd you put them clubs, Cedric?
Right there, leaning up against the counter there.
Oh, yeah. Might need them.
Well, that baseball bat's for me now.
All right. No telling how big and tough this Phantom author might be.
Say, hey, Mr. Lum, don't you reckon we ought to have more light in here so we can get a good look at him whenever he comes in?
No, if we turn all the lights on, somebody's liable to wake up and see him, and then he'll get curious and want to know what's going on, and first thing we know, there'll be a big crowd of people out there in front. And if the Phantom sees a big crowd, he might not come in then.
Well, I'd sure like to find out about Evelyn Ermentrude. Reckon what happened to her when she fell through that hole in the floor in the story.
I don't know, and I don't care.
I was sort of curious about her stepmama being missing from her bed, weren't it?
I reckon so, Cedric. What time is it now?
Just a minute, I'll look at my watch. Uh-oh. Look here, Mr. Lum. Front door's opening.
Oh, my goodness. Quick, Cedric, grab them clubs. Hurry up, hand me one of them.
Chris Wall,
get ready now. Here he comes. And he looks there. He's wearing a mask.
What, you want me to hit him now?
No, not yet. Just stop where you are, Phantom Alter, and take your mask off or we'll hit you right on top of the head.
Yes, sir. Well, I'll take it off. Don't hit me, Lum. Wait a minute now. I'll get it off. There. Yeah, it's off now.
Well, for the land's sakes. Mousy Gray.
Yes, sir. Are you surprised, Lum?
Where's the Phantom author? He's the fella I want to see.
Oh, well, I'm the Phantom author, Cedric.
Just a minute, Mousy. You can't be the Phantom author because his name's Yarg Nilewell.
Yes, sir, I can too, Lum, because, see, Yarg Nilewell, why, that's just my name turned around backwards. See, Yarg is Gray spelled backwards. Y-A-R-G is Yarg, and G-A-R-Y is Gray. And Nilewell is Blue Elm spelled backwards.
Anyway, grinny as it is, ain't it?
Yes, sir.
I still can't believe it, though. Mousy, you can't be the Phantom author.
Yes, sir. Honest I am, Lum. Honest.
Well, all right. Let's see you prove it. Tell me whereabouts Abner's at.
Oh, why, he's right outside. Come on in, Abner.
Outside? Is he all right?
Yeah, howdy, Lum. Cedric?
Abner. Speak to me. Are you hurt?
Why, no. I'm all right. Feel fine. Never felt better in my life.
Say, Mr. Abner, how did you disappear yesterday? Was that done by magic somewhere?
Why, no. No, there weren't no magic to it, Cedric. See, whilst you and Lum was reading that story, why, I just went out and back to see if I could find that clock of ours hid out there under that loading platform or something.
Did you find it?
No, but I found Mousy, and he told me what he's up to and all, so I decided to help out with his plan and play like I disappeared, sort of mysterious.
Oh, John
Brown. Yeah, what a gooder.
You mean you delivered John up with Mouthy and this nonsense and let me worry myself half-sick to death about you?
Well, I never aimed for you to worry, Lon, but see, it was part of the plan, part of Mouthy's plan, that is.
Oh, just exactly what is this big plan? That's what I want to know.
Well, it isn't really my plan, Lon. It was, well, Gussie was the one that thought it up.
Gussie?
Yes, sir.
What's she got to do with all this?
Well, she had me do all these things to get you interested in my novel, The Mysterious Case of Evelyn Ermentrude. That was the idea for her.
Well, if that don't beat the bugs of fighting.
See, I kept bringing my poems and the things that I'd write in for you to look at, Lon, and you wouldn't look at none of it, so Gussie figured that we'd get you to read this, why, then maybe you'd get interested in it and buy it and publish it, so that's why we did it.
I granny that out, Chaps. Anything I ever hid before in my whole life.
Yes.
Well, what happened to Evelyn Ermentrude? Hey, Chef Cedric.
That weren't no ghost I seen in the store the other night after all. That was just Mousy here.
Yeah, I didn't figure that out myself.
Well, the ghost was Gussie's idea, too. She made that whole costume by herself, sewed the whole thing together.
Well, was it her idea to throw a rock through our window yesterday?
Oh, well, I'm sorry about that, Lum. I thought the window was open when I threw it. I didn't mean to break the window glass out.
Well, you're going to pay for breaking it. I can tell you that right now.
Yes, sir. Well, I will, Lum. I'll pay.
Just a minute. Here's another thing. Mouthy, you and Gussie are under arrest for robbing our store.
Well, wait a minute now, Lum. Don't go too fast now. He never robbed us. Mouthy never.
Our money's gone, ain't it?
Well, yeah, but see, Mouthy never knowed about us putting that money in the shop. Fact is, the money's still all inside the clock. He never taken a nickel of it.
How do you know?
Well, he told me, I believe.
Well, whereabouts is the clock then?
Why, it's back of the counter where it hid under some potato sacks. It never was out of the store even.
For goodness sake.
No, sir.
Well, what happened to Evelyn Ermentrude, huh? What happened to her?
Well, I'll tell you, Cedric. Mousy let me read the last chapter. I wanted to find out myself. You see, when Evelyn... Wait a minute. Where are you going, Lon?
I'm going home and get some sleep.
Huh?
I ain't hardly had no sleep for the last two nights.
Well, wait a minute. Don't you want to hear what happened to Evelyn Ermentrude?
No, I don't. What's more, I hope I never hear her name mentioned again as long as I live.
Oh, Lon.
What did happen to her?
Oh, well, good. Well, you recollect she fell through a hole in the floor and disappeared?
Yeah.
Well, see, that was a sort of a trap door in the floor there, and it had a spring on it that when they pushed this button, why, the trap door sprung, and that trap door led down into some sort of a cellar or something, weren't it, Mousy?
It was a secret dungeon, is what it was, Abner.
Yeah, that's right, dungeon. I couldn't think of that name. And see, down in that dungeon, why, there was a bunch of ferocious lions down in there.
Oh, my goodness.
But she was too smart for them, Evelyn was. See, she used to go with a feller one time that was a lion tamer, and she recollected how he tamed lions. He told her how he tamed them, so... She just stared them right square in the eye, looked right at them, and they appeared of her.
Through half-closed eyelids,
huh? Yeah, I believe it was, weren't it, Mousy?
Yes, sir, that's what it said, through half-closed eyelids.
Well, what happened to Evelyn Ermentrude?
Well, that's who I'm talking about, Cedric. So, next, why, she climbed out of the dungeon and, yeah. Then she went up to that there forbidden room that she's always going in. And in there, while she seen her stepmama, and her stepmama was just taking off a ghost outfit.
She was the ghost, huh?
Yeah,
the one with the long claw-like hands.
Yeah, that was her. And then Evelyn seen her take an insurance policy out of a secret panel. It was a $1 million policy that Evelyn's uncle had bought her.
Granny's $1 million.
Yeah, you see, her stepmama had been aiming on getting shut of Evelyn and collecting the insurance money.
A snake in the weeds.
Oh, she was bad in there.
Did she have anything to do with the stepapa and the butler and the maid getting murdered?
Yeah, she didn't want to divide the money up with her stepapa, so she poisoned him, and the butler and the maid seen her do it, so she had to get shut in, too.
Just as I figured.
Well.
Just as I had it figured out. What did Evelyn do when she seen her stepmama in the forbidden room?
Well, she didn't have to do nothing, because, see, one of the lions had followed Evelyn up the stairs, and she seen the lion seen her stepmama and hit her. And then Evelyn married the lion tamer, and they lived happy ever after and raised lions.
Good for them. Good for Evelyn.
Well, Lon, there it is. Do you want to publish it for me, the mysterious case of Evelyn Ermentrude in a book?
No, Mousy, 1,000 times no.
Well.
I've had all the trouble I want out of that story. Come on, Abner, let's go home and get to bed.
Just a minute, Lom. I wish you'd stay here till I can phone Guck and have her come over here and get me.
Well, we can't wait for that, Mousy. We got to get some sleep.
Yeah.
Look there, it's after midnight already.
Well, then, will you fellas take me home?
Oh, for goodness sake, Mousy. What are you so worried about? Sorry that writes mystery stories and calls himself the Phantom Alter ought to be worried about walking home by himself.
Well, you see, Lom, I'm not really the Phantom Alter.
You ain't?
No, sir.
Well, who is then?
Gussie. She writes all this stuff, and honest, it just scares me to death.